531.
PMA News at 3, Talo Falava, o lo uingoa o atitahi potaka news. The Health Ministry says 49 more people have died with COVID-19. It follows last week's reporting of 43 deaths. There are more than 14,300 new cases of COVID-19. The police will now follow new rules that will allow them to be more aggressive in their approach to fleeing drivers. The police commissioner says officers will be able to initiate more pursuits than they have over the last couple of years. Andrew Costa says more drivers have refused to pull over since the policy was changed in 2020, but expects that to improve.
It's certainly more aggressive than we've had for the last 2 years, which has been extremely conservative. And is a similar move to what has occurred in other jurisdictions.
The Tongan community is mourning the death of Princess Mele Siwilikutapu Kalani Uvalu Fotofili, saying she leaves behind a legacy. She died yesterday morning in Auckland and her body will be returned to Tonga. Tongan community leader Pakilau Manaselua says her speech at the Dawn Raids apology left a lasting impression.
Especially that powerful moment where she addressed the Prime Minister and spoke to the fact that the government committed a serious breach of that vā. And she spoke with commanding presence, humble but regal presence that epitomised who I am as a Tongan. And she reminded me of the late great Queen Sālote, her grandmother.
The minimum wage in the Cook Islands is set to increase by 50 cents to NZD 9 an hour. The change will come into effect from July. The caregiver's allowance, which goes to people looking after elderly or people with disability, will increase from $200 every month to $300. Finally, some aspects of Samoan language may have been influenced by the European alphabet. It's Samoan Language Week, Le Vai Aso Lingangana Samoa, with the theme Be Proud of Your Language and Grounded in Your Identity. PMN Samoa host and producer Seuli Savea Leofotsone Peseta says some words are pronounced with a T or a K sound in different settings, but there are different views on when this should be applied.
When you're speaking the formal oratory language, they tend to use the K. So a lot of us with this is a more casual language if you use the K, but for preachers in the Bible, when they speak the T language, it's more formal and polite. But some perspective, they reckon that the T was more introduced by the missionaries.
That's PMN News at 3 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.